This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, an upcoming event from the Douglas County Livestock Association to tell you about this morning. Dr. Scott Hindy and also Bill Hoyt in. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning. Scott, let's start with you. Get real close to the mic there and tell us what's coming up next week.
Well, on Wednesday, April 9th, from 10 in the morning until 8 in the evening, we've got a conference and expo going on at the fairgrounds. We've got a bunch of speakers going on all day, and then a tri-tip dinner and a special evening speaker talking about livestock marketing in the evening.
Now, you've been involved in the world of livestock for probably your entire life, right?
Yes.
And, of course, well-known as a veterinarian in the area. Are you still doing that?
Retired from the clinic. I still help out friends and do a little bit on the side.
All right. Well, and it's something you never really want to quit doing, right?
You can when I got 100 cows at home.
Well, I guess you've got built-in work. So no wonder you're part of this. Bill, tell us how you're involved in all this. Get real close.
I'm the president of the Douglas County Livestock Association, and I've been on the board for probably 25 years, and I'm a rancher in Douglas and Lane County, and I've been involved in this for a long time.
How many livestock do you have?
I run 300 mother cows. You know, sometimes it goes up to 350, and then run about 180 head of ewes and some goats for pasture management, but don't tell anyone.
Now, has this been a full-time thing for you?
I'm the fifth generation. My great-great-grandfather homesteaded here in Western Oregon in 1852, and so I'm five generations. That's all my whole life I've been doing this.
Wow, so this is not like a side gig with a day job.
No, this is full-time.
Wow. So, Scott, talk about who you're hoping to see come to this event next week.
Well, we've got events for all kinds of people. Anybody interested in livestock or what's going on, there's special sessions on sheep, cattle, horses, some horse sessions. There's different agencies there talking about water quality, water control. So all kinds of different groups that are going to be there. There's an exhibit hall with we'll have over 20 tables with different booths there with people giving information. And there's three sessions going on at a time with speakers with information.
So you could really customize it depending on what particular information somebody wants to find out about.
You bet.
Wow. Tell us about some of the presentations. What are they going to be covering?
So, well, we've got, are your calves ready for the next step? Beringer Ingelheim has a veterinarian that's talking about vaccines for cattle when you wean them, preparation for the management of a reproductive animal. We've got a demonstration with a sheep ultrasound, where they're actually going to be ultrasounding sheep to see if they are, not only if they're pregnant, but are they singles or twins.
Wow.
That they can tell.
Wow, pretty cool.
And that changes your management based on what they find out there.
Right, and you as a veterinarian would definitely know that one. Have you ever been surprised and thought you had one and ended up with two?
Oh, yes. Went out to pull a calf, got all done, walking back to the truck, and here's another foot sticking out.
Yeah, there you go. So for people that are interested in going, what do they need to do to get signed up?
So, well, if they go online, so Douglas County Livestock online, they can register online or they can even register at the door.
And what's the cost for this?
So for members, it's $10 online and $15 at the door. And for non-members, it's $25 online and $30 at the door. And that includes the tri-tip steak dinner.
Wow. And Bill, I'm curious about, you said you're a fifth generation to this. What kind of area or region is your ranch at?
I'm right on the Douglas-Lane County border, and in fact, we actually cross it. And then I lease ground in Douglas County here, all just out of Looking Glass and other different spots around the county. And so we're moving quite a bit, but it's this event that we're getting ready to put on next week is one of the most cutting edge events in the livestock industry. I think it has done some of the most innovative educational things that for ranchers to learn and livestock people to learn about. Vaccination placement we did years ago when we proved that it was certainly healthier for animals to have these vaccines placed properly, and it was cutting edge technology that way. And so we're getting all of these presentations are geared that way.
And Scott, that made you crack up. Tell me why.
Well, we literally had a calf that we vaccinated the wrong way in a bunch of spots, put it to sleep, and then literally cut it open to show them the problems in the muscle with the damage and by not doing it properly.
It was
cutting edge.
Literally cutting edge. Wow, it sounds like a big event. How many years have you been doing this?
It's been over 20 years that we've been doing it now.
And what kind of crowd do you tend to get?
Oh, we're almost always around 100 people, and we're hoping to have more this year.
All right. And if people, again, want to sign up, tell us again how to do that.
Go to the website for Douglas County Livestock, DCLA website, and go online, and all the information is there. And they can register right online, or they can just show up at the door.
All right. Scott Hendy, Bill Hoyt. Guys, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:37 at the Morning Report.